Hi, I'm Chris Conley. This is WSAU Feedback. I'll be back tomorrow. Seth Mila returns on Monday. I want to change topics on you here and talk about Eric Snowden. He's the whistleblower against the National Security Agency, the NSA. I believe that Eric Snowden is a patriot, that the NSA, our government, is being unconstitutionally violating our freedom of privacy, our right to privacy. We have the right to be secure in our persons and papers. And papers today, back when the Constitution was written, the only papers you would have is your letters, things that you wrote to other people. But now, certainly your papers includes things like emails, your electronic communications, your telephone calls. And Eric Snowden blew the whistle and said, hey, the government's spying on all of this, and they're doing it without a warrant, and sometimes they're going to a secret court where you don't even know that they want to spy on you. All of that is extra-constitutional. There are some who say, no, in this post-9/11 world, the government needs that kind of leeway. I disagree with that argument, and that's not what I want to debate here. Eric Snowden is in the news today because Russia, because Vladimir Putin, is going to allow him to stay for another 3 years. If you recall, he was a man without a country for a while. He fled to Taiwan while he gave a lot of this information to The Guardian, and then he gradually made his way to Russia, and Vladimir Putin's letting him stay there. And there are other countries that some of them think they might want him, and some of them don't. And there's a question of whether you could get him to one of those countries without some mysterious accident. Here's what I'd like your feedback on the Eric Snowden case. Whether you think he's a patriot or a traitor, one thing is undeniable. Eric Snowden gave up everything in order to blow the whistle on what he thought was an abuse of power by his government. He had a comfortable life. He was a well-paid government contractor. He was making good money. He lived in Hawaii. He had a home that you or I probably could not afford, had a girlfriend, had what looked like an upper middle class, maybe you'd even classify him as rich, life, and all of that went away because he blew the whistle, because he believed he was doing something patriotic. My question for you is this. If you were in a similar situation, if you knew something was wrong, we all say, yeah, I do the right thing. What if doing the right thing comes with a very high price? I mean, I've never worked for the government. If I did, if I saw a government abuse of power, I would like to think that I would stand up and say something about that. But you mean I would have to leave my country and never come back? You mean that my family, my kids, all the people that I normally associate with, I'm not ever going to see them again. I'm not going to have any contact with them. I'd have to leave behind all of my money except whatever money I can sneak away with. And I'm going to be watching my back for the rest of my life, wondering if the CIA finally caught up with me. Would you do it? And like I said, in theory, I'd like to say the answer is yes. In practice, I would find that incredibly difficult, and you know what? I would probably come down on the side of no. And before you say, well, Chris, you're a coward. Put yourself in those shoes. And I'd like to take some calls on that. Doing the right thing with an incredibly high price. And again, I think that Eric Snowden's doing the right thing. 715-845-2155. If you'd like a piece of this topic, you're going to have to call quickly because we have very little time between now and the end of our program at the top of the hour. 715-845-2155. Hi, caller. You'll be first up on feedback. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I would do it. I would do the right thing, but there's one big difference.
Okay.
You have the responsibility. If you're going to be a patriot and turn them in like that, you also have the responsibility of protecting those national security secrets that do not apply to what you're whistleblowing on. You can't compromise national security.
All right, so you're saying that the Eric Snowden document dump was too broad.
Yes. I mean, he can expose the NSA without exposing other sensitive information to our enemies at the same time. He had a responsibility to be more careful if he was still going to be a patriot, that's fine, but still have to not compromise national security to do it.
All right, now if I had the CIA section chief sitting here as today's guest on feedback, of course I don't, he would say, you know, junior-level contractors like Eric Snowden don't get to make those decisions about what is and what isn't a national security secret, that it's not Eric Snowden's judgment that we trust here to say, ah, the world needs to know about this, but the world doesn't need to know about that. 715-845-2155, if you'd like to go in. I mean, I'm kind of embarrassed to say it, but I know in my heart of hearts, my answer would be no. I'm not going to give up seeing my kids and my grandkids that aren't here yet and knowing that my life is going to be spent in a 1960s-era apartment in Moscow as a guest of Vladimir Putin for the rest of my life. That life, to me, would be hell. And that's the life that Eric Snowden has. And again, he's in the news today because Vladimir Putin says he can stay there for another 3 years. By the way, as we are quickly going to run out of time here, I don't think Vladimir Putin has any use for Eric Snowden either, aside from that it's a thumb in the nose to the U.S. of A., and Vladimir Putin seems to be doing a lot of that lately. I mean, Vladimir Putin is former KGB. Russia would not tolerate an Eric Snowden within their own ranks. Vladimir Putin's KGB would hunt someone like this down and would eliminate him, even if he was in the U.S. or a supposedly safe place. Vladimir Putin sees propaganda value here. But sometimes you're doing the right thing, and again, I think Eric Snowden did the right thing, comes with a tremendously high price, a price that I know that I personally would not want to pay, even though I agree that Eric Snowden blowing the whistle on these things and sparking a very useful public debate on all of this is useful. Well, that's all the time we have on today's edition of Feedback. I'll be back tomorrow. More topics and more of your calls, too. The Jerry Bader Show is coming up at 9, Rush Limbaugh at 11. Brewers baseball is an afternoon game today, 12:35 against the Giants. The Brewers begin play with a one-game lead over the Cardinals. The rest of Rush, once the Brewers game wraps up, here on WSAU.